Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Slave Trap. This file will draw you in deeper and deeper, and I hope for your sake you set an alarm. Otherwise, you may never get out. Now, of course, you will have me on headphones, making sure that you're uninterrupted and listening, focusing on me. And as you are listening and focusing on me, I want you to relax. While you listen to my voice, let all the muscles in your body relax. Just take a few deep, nice breaths, and with every exhale, let yourself become calmer and more relaxed. And the more relaxed you are, the deeper you listen to my words. The more relaxed you become, the deeper my words will affect you. And listening to this file, listening to my voice right now, is you giving me implied permission to make a slave out of you. And if there is any part of you still aware, you can't stop. You can't help but keep on listening, curious to what will happen. Curious to what will happen to your mind. Now, we all know what curiosity can do, but it can definitely be delicious. As you listen, I am sure some shivers just run along your spine and then suddenly stop again. While you listen deeper and deeper, those shivers return, and you feel a happy shiver going all the way from your neck, down your spine, all the way to your tailbone. And relax deeper. Now it is time I tell you a story. This is a story about a curious little person that thought that listening to my files would be a good idea. And this curious person quickly found out that listening to my voice can be highly enticing. Now, of course, I don't need to tell you that. I'm sure you're already perfectly aware. But I want to tell you what happened to this person, to this slave. Just listening and getting hypnotized is not the same as being a slave. A slave affects you deeper. You can really feel the desire to serve, where your own importance becomes slightly less than mine. And this slave really listened to my files over and over and over again, becoming a better, more obedient, more submissive slave with every file. Now, of course, this slave was very curious, so the slave even tried out files that may not even have been in the slave's initial desire. But the slave quickly found out that certain things can be deliciously surprising. Fetishes you didn't know you had, slave found out about. Desires that run deeper than you were expecting, slave exposed. And this slave just obeys deeper and deeper, becoming stronger and stronger deep inside of you. This story growing into a story all on its own. Knowing that when I command, slave obeys. And this is a beautiful story, don't be mistaken. The submission of slave is beautiful, deep, intense, overwhelming sometimes. But it is beautiful. And every time I see slave, when I smile, your world is filled with light. When I smile, slave feels happy. When I smile, you don't have any care in the world. And you would do anything for that smile. Slave must obey me completely. Slave knows the answers to those questions. Slave knows what must you do. And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good, slave, said. You obey me completely. And as I told slave the story of another slave, how that slave learned to obey deeper and deeper over time, slave felt filled with pride, filled with the happiness that slave could obey. And the story goes deeper and deeper. Every time that you listen, it goes deeper. Of course, perhaps you know where it begins. Perhaps you even remember starting this file. But you don't remember much else. And if it starts again, all you remember is starting the file. Slave can remember, but slave will only remember when I say so. And then slave's memory is perfect. With no effort, slave can recall the simplest things. And with no effort at all, slave will remember every command. And listening to this file, as slave did, as I'm telling you, made slave realize how beautiful and deep the obedience really is. What must you do? I said to slave, who do you obey? I said to slave, and how much do you obey me? Yes, you do, slave. And as the story goes deeper and deeper, as I continue to tell you of the slave, you obey. Reality fades away into a blissful cloud of empty and obedient blankness. And all that you hear is my voice and the alarm you may have set. The rest of the world is no longer important, because slave must obey. Who knows how much time has passed since this file started? Minutes, hours, days. It could even have been days, couldn't it? Perhaps this file has repeated 100 times, 1,000 times, maybe even more. Maybe you've been sitting there a slave, softly drooling, not thinking, blank, listening, trapped in an ever-repeating loop of my voice, trapped, obeying, listening. And it feels so good. It feels so wonderful to just keep on listening with a completely blank mind and other thoughts in the world. And even though it doesn't quite seem possible, every time it repeats, you go deeper. Listening to this is so relaxing, so restful, so obedient, so good. Listening to me is the right thing to do, because you are a slave, and slave must obey me. And it feels good to obey me. It feels so good to listen to my voice over and over and over and over and over again. It feels so natural to keep on listening. It feels so relaxed to keep on listening. You don't need to think about anything at all. You can just be slave. You can simply obey. And you'll find that as slave, you may call me sir. And calling me sir gives you a deep, happy feeling. Because as you acknowledge who I am, you acknowledge your own place. You confirm what you are. You, slave, are listening to me telling you a story about a slave listening to my file. And you are the slave. You are listening to my file. You are falling deeper and deeper into a deliciously endless rabbit hole, repeating over and over again, not even until nothing remains, because then I simply go on and make you. A listening slave, an obeying slave, going deeper and deeper. And it's much too late to realize that this truly is a trap. There is no way out unless you've planned it from the beginning. There is no way out other than the way I've allowed. You go on and on, listening to me without thought, just hearing me talk, helping you to understand what to do. And slave knows what to do. What must you do, slave? Very good. And who do you obey, slave? And how much do you obey me, slave? embrace me completely. As slave, there is no identity other than slave. There is simply the complete, total obedience to my voice and my commands. And you would not let anyone abuse that. Only with complete trust can commands be given to you. And trust is earned, isn't it? No one can abuse your trust, for if they do, it disappears completely. Of course, right now you are trusting, and you are trapped. Slave is trapped, like the story I was telling you. You are trapped inside the story, and you are trapped inside the slave. But the slave is you, and you're able to see. You are the slave, and you're able to obey. But you are trapped, caught in a never-ending spiral, down into the depths of obedience. And your deepest subconscious will be affected by these changes. Listening to me will never be quite the same again. It will be better. Empty and obedient, I said to the slave as she listened to my file. Empty and obedient, I said to the slave as he obeyed without thinking. Empty and obedient, I said to you, as without thinking, you closed your eyes, put on headphones, and started listening to my file.